installing JAWS. So, we've gone through the uninstallation of the old JAWS, did a scan to make sure there is nothing, nothing in the way that could cause a problem. We've purchased JAWS. Now it's time to install it. There's two emails that you receive when you purchase JAWS through the portal. There's the receipt, of course, plus there's some other instructions where you can go through the process and install it. So now let's take a look at the email, the instructional email anyway, and see what we got.
Sonic Radio, Skype, desktop icon, start, Outlook, inbox, burn 6, T table, waiting for Outlook, inbox, group by, unread from Ogok, subject my word, unread has attachment from Debbie, unread has attachment, unread from Chris, unread from Jessica D, unread from Chris Grab, unread from,
oh, we got lots of emails here,
unread from Smash, subject list add-on, unread from Smash, unread from Smash, unread from Joe Payton.
Wow, okay.
Unread from A, unread from Freedom Scientific there. SW licensing team, subject instruction.
There we are. Okay. Now, let's open this up.
Instructions for your JAWS home annual purchase. Order 12,605. Graphic freedoms.
Now, I'm going to do a say all, or whatever NVDA calls it, and I'll just let you hear a little of this.
Graphic Freedom Scientific eStore, order 12,605. Thank you for your purchase. This email provides information and link instructions out of link to install and activate your software. Your order ID is 12,605. And a receipt confirming your purchase has been emailed to you separately. You ordered one JAWS Home Annual, which was assigned serial number 30.
All right. I'm going to pause that because you don't really need to hear the serial number and all that. Won't serve you any purpose. This is the email that you'll get, well, one of the emails, after you've gone through the purchase of JAWS. Now, there are two links that come with this. One link says, this is for my home use. The other one says, this is for someone else. You can purchase JAWS on behalf of another person and send them the information so that they can go through this process themselves, as well as purchase it for your own computer. Well, I'm not going to go through that second process because there's really no need to. So now,
you ordered one job.
I'm going to scroll through this and we're going to look for a link that talks about home use.
Link, this is for my own use.
Or this is for my own use, actually. And here's that link.
Link, this is for my own use.
I'm just going to show you what that other link looks like in case you're in a situation where you want to actually purchase it for another person, or maybe you want to send JAWS to another person.
This is for someone else.
Ah.
Watch the instructional video.
You notice that it's not even... It doesn't even show as a link.
This is for someone else.
See? It just shows as words instead of an actual link. But the first one...
this is for my own use. Out of link, you ordered one Jaws home. Link, this is for my own use. This is for someone else. Watch the out of link if you need.
Okay. Never mind. It is a link. They just kind of have it set up in a widget-like thing, looks like. Okay, so we're going to go through and press enter on the this is for my own use link.
Watch the this is for my out of link you order link this is for my own use.
There we go. Now, I have my Outlook set to Google Chrome. So, you're going to hear Chrome in a moment opening up.
Untitled Google Chrome.
There
Welcome
it is.
Freedom Scientific Software Licensing Portal for JAWS and
All right, we'll go to the top of the page.
Link skip to main content.
And we'll just scroll through this.
Link skip to main content. Banner landmark Freedom Scientific Licensing Portal Navigation Landmark Visited Link Graphic Freedom Scientific. Button collapsed toggle navigation. To navigate through items press tab. Main landmark heading level 1 welcome. Welcome to the Freedom Scientific Software Licensing Portal. Burn 6516 at AOL.com needs to be registered on the licensing portal in order to continue. Please. Link register as a new user now.
And here we are at the register as a new user link. Now, for those of you who have never purchased JAWS before this way, this is the same link you're going to get. So now let's click on this.
Link register. Register Freedom Scientific Software Licensing Portal for JAWS and Zoom Text Software. Link skip to main.
Now we're on.
Register Freedom Scientific Software Licensing Portal.
Okay, now we're on the registration page. So we'll just scroll through this now.
Banner landmark free button collapsed toggle navigate to navigate through items press tab. Main landmark heading level 2 create a new account.
Now, we could tab through this as well. But I'm hitting the down arrow.
Tip: completing optional profile fields may help customer support locate your products and licenses. If needed in the future, enter your email. Email. Edit required burn 6516 at AOL.com.
Alrighty, my email is already filled in. So we'll keep scrolling.
Confirm email. Edit required invalid entry.
Now, I've noticed that JAWS does this as well. It says
edit required invalid entry.
Required invalid entry. I'm not sure why that happens, but this is where you can type something in. I'm going to type in my email address.
M-N.
Wait a minute. Oh, one thing is for sure.
Skype Lisa.
You have to make sure that you type in the email address exactly as you did when you purchased JAWS, because if you don't, it's going to mess you up. So I'm going to type in my email address to confirm it.
mbern6516@aol.com.
I'm going to hit tab.
First name edit required invalid entry. Blank.
I don't know why it says that, but these fields are indeed valid. I don't know why it keeps saying invalid entry. I'm going to type in my name.
M-I-S-A-A-E-L. Last name edit required invalid. P-R-A-R-D.
Just go back
First
and make
name
sure.
M-M-I-M-M.
Okay.
Michael select Bernard Unsel. Country code combo box United States. Plus one.
I'm going to leave this alone.
Phone number edit tip. Completing optional profile fields may help customer support locate your products and licenses if needed in the future. 201.
Okay. They're just giving an example of that. I'm going to pause the recording while I type in my phone number. Okay, I've entered my password twice. Now we'll continue by hitting tab.
Register button.
And you heard NVDA beep.
Button register.
We'll hit space.
Registration confirmation Freedom Scientific Software Licensing Portal for JAWS and Zoom Text Software. Link skip to main con.
There. Now, I've entered my password and other information. Now we're on the confirmation page. So let's scroll through this and see what we get.
Banner landmark button collapsed top to navigate through items press tab. Main landmark heading level 1 registration confirmation.
Now, like they said before, you can press tab to navigate through here. I'm using the down arrow. Either one will work fine.
Please check your email to verify your email address and complete registration.
And as luck would have it, I think that was the email. But we'll continue reading through this to see what's here before we go and do that.
Please check your email to verify your email address and complete registration. Link resend my confirmation email.
Ah. If, by some weird reason, it doesn't get to you, you check your email, and no matter what email you use, Yahoo, Gmail, AOL, or anything else, sometimes the computer has a really strange habit of putting even legitimate email in your spam folder. And a lot of these sites will even tell you, if you don't see the email within so much time, check your spam folder. And I've been in situations, folks, where I've, for whatever reason, did not receive the email that I was supposed to receive. And when I go to my spam folder, wouldn't you know it? There it is. But that doesn't always happen. So we're going to keep going.
Content info landmark copyright 2020 Freedom Scientific.
All right, this is just the copyright information. All righty. Now, let's go back to Outlook.
Instructions for your JAWS home inbox burn 6th inbox.
And let's see what we have for email here.
From Freedom, unread from Alan Lemley, unread from AOL account, unread from Joe Payton. Unread from Freedom Scientific SW Licensing Team. Subject confirm your Freedom Scientific Portal account.
There it is. We'll hit enter.
Confirm your Freedom Scientific Portal account message. HTML. Thank you for registering to use the Freedom Scientific Software Licensing Portal. Thanks. The Freedom Scientific Software Licensing Team. The Freedom Scientific Software Licensing Team.
Okay.
The freedoms.
And. Oh. Hold on.
Thank you for registering to use the Freedom Scientific Software Licensing Portal. Use the following link to complete the confirmation of your Freedom Scientific Portal account. Link confirm your.
Yeah, this is one thing I don't like about NVDA. When it reads links, it tries to read them as part of the sentence instead of as a separate. Element. So sometimes it's practically impossible for you to know where the link is. You have to sidestep through the sentence a lot of the time. And if you're just used to using the down arrows like I do, you'll skip over a lot of important stuff. So let's see what we got here. Go back to the top of the line.
Thank you for registering to use the Freedom Scient.
And now I'm going to press Control Right Arrow.
You. 4, register 2, you, they, free, soft, licensing, portal, dot, used, they, following, link, to, complete, they, confirmate, of, your, freedom, scientific, portal, account, dot, link, confirm.
There we are. Now we're on the link. Now, with NVDA, as I said, sometimes you have to sidestep through the sentence to get to the actual link. In JAWS and in WindowEyes, you never have to do that because they give you the actual link on its own line. So, I'm going to take a brief pause while I write down my password, while it's still fresh in my head, because I will lose it otherwise. And I will be right with you, folks.